This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The tobacco industry lays out its defense in the largest tobacco trial in U.S. history today. The U.S. government laid out its case yesterday that the tobacco industry has waged a 50-year campaign to deceive the public about the hazards of smoking. The tobacco companies say they will focus on the present rather than the past to try to win the case. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
The federal government charged the tobacco industry under a racketeering statute designed to go after organized crime. And on Tuesday, government lawyers tried to portray an industry that belonged in much the same category. Sharon Eubanks, the government's lead counsel, told federal judge Gladys Kessler this was a half-century campaign of deception, half-truths, and flat-out lies. In opening statements, government lawyers argued the tobacco industry conspired to lie to the public about the harms of smoking, to protect its profits, and to get new smokers, including children. The government said tobacco companies manipulated nicotine levels to keep smokers hooked. They said the tobacco companies misled the public on the addictiveness of nicotine and the health hazards of secondhand smoke. And they said the industry marketed light and low-tar cigarettes to give smokers a false sense of reassurance when there's no evidence they're safer. The case was filed during the Clinton administration. There's been speculation about whether the Bush administration would stay with the case. Associate Attorney General Robert McCallum made an unusual public statement outside the courtroom and underlined the administration's commitment.
This is a case about corporate integrity and corporate fraud. The government will present evidence of a massive 50-year scheme to defraud the public, and in particular, substantial evidence relating to the defendant's past and continuing efforts to market cigarettes to young people, despite the defendant's representations to the contrary.
The tobacco industry already has paid billions of dollars and made changes in the way it operates as part of a massive settlement with the states. The federal government says the company should pay $280 billion it says were ill-gotten gains from defrauding the public about the dangers of smoking. William Olemeyer, Associate General Counsel for Altria, the parent company of Philip Morris, said he believes the government's heavy focus on the past is the weak part of the government's case. He spoke outside the courtroom.
The gap in the government's proof is obvious. You heard a lot about the past. You heard a lot about how cigarettes were sold in the past. But the government gave short shrift and in many instances ignored the profound changes that have occurred in the cigarette business.
But as McCallum's comments suggest, the government will argue the industry's behavior in the past and the present suggests problems in the future. For instance, in the area of youth smoking, Justice Department lawyer Frank Marine told the judge that internal company documents show that tobacco companies long ago came to the same conclusion: they must market to teens to survive. Marine said one government witness will testify that if a teenager doesn't begin smoking by the age of 18, he or she will probably not start smoking. Marine said the companies are advertising in magazines like Spin and Vibe and Rolling Stone, magazines with Britney Spears and Eminem on the covers. Outside the courtroom, Bill Kaur of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids said the industry is marketing new brands like Camel Taste-A-Lime. He said there's a new generation of candy-flavored cigarettes, and they're aimed at young people. Outside, Philip Morris lawyer William Olemeyer responded that company alone has spent $500 million since 1998 to promote no smoking programs for youth.
They've run advertisements and print ads that are all designed to promote youth smoking prevention. They're a major sponsor of the We Card program that you see in retail stores that requires retailers to verify age.
Today, lawyers for the tobacco industry will lay out their case that the mistakes of the past were not fraud, and they will argue the judge should not look to the past to predict the future. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.